Jayanti. As we begin 3 days of entering a cocoon of silence, every morning we've introduced about half an hour or 40 minutes of sharing on the day's theme. And today, Sister Jasu from London will take up the subject of being incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. And so there'll be a sharing for about half an hour, 40 minutes, and then we'll finish off the rest of the yoga and the bhati until 12:30. For those of you who perhaps don't know who Sister Jasu is, the English Muralis that you receive, she's responsible for the translation and is a treasure store of Baba's jewels of knowledge. And so let's hear from Sister Jasu on being incorporeal, egoless, and viceless.
This morning's theme, being incorporeal, egoless, and viceless. These are the last three words that Brahma Baba spoke. And for all the children, it was like a blessing that he gave. Whatever is given to us is a blessing. It feels like it's very easy to work towards that. You don't need to make any effort for it. If you think about the first word, incorporeal, the beginning and the end of knowledge is just that, to realize the self to be the incorporeal self, the point of light. And yet in order to achieve that stage, we have to go through so many different types of effort. Just this morning I was just flicking through some Hindi books and trying to see what there was that Baba had spoken about these three stages. And in essence, there wasn't much spoken about being egoless and viceless. But in order to become incorporeal, you need to be egoless and viceless. If you look at the five vices and the way that we speak about them, lust, anger, greed, ego, and attachment. Attachment, and to be the last one. And yet Baba placing so much emphasis on becoming free from attachment. The whole Gita, spoken, and only at the end you realize how to become free from attachment. What is it that we become attached to? When we first come down from our home, we don't bring anything with ourselves. It's I, the soul, in its perfect form that comes down. And yet, when I enter this world, the world of the elements, the world of matter, then I become so attached to those things that I completely lose my own identity. So what is it that makes me forget my own identity? Often Baba says it's when you come into the copper age and you begin to associate yourself with matter, with the body, that you forget who you are. But really, Baba has given us a very powerful introduction of our own self. Every morning in the Murali, Baba reminds us of who we are. Baba is constantly telling us so many things of our own self-respect so that we're able to come back to that original identity of the self. But still we get caught up with all other things because of the ego. Again and again, Baba has been telling us so much of the ego of I. It is I who has these specialities. It is I who has this wisdom. It is my ideas. It is my uniqueness in everything. And so constantly feeling that all of that, whatever I have, is mine. But if you really look at it, where did you get it from? This is why Baba is constantly reminding us always to be aware of bestower. Who is it that gave me everything? The bestower of fortune, the bestower of blessings. Everything that I have is something that's come from Him. And so if I remain aware of this, then there can be no ego of what I have. But still there is so much ego. Because we forget not just the self, we forget the bestower also. We forget our relationship with Him. As my Father, He has given me that whole inheritance. The first inheritance that Baba gives us is the inheritance of purity. And then because of the purity of the intellect, the divine wisdom that Baba gives, we are then able to take in the knowledge that Baba gives. Baba being the ocean of knowledge, He is able to give us total knowledge of our whole beginning, middle and end. Without that, we are really nothing. Until you know where you've come from, where you're going to go, you don't have any awareness of your own self. And so Baba is actually giving us that, telling us who we are, where we came from, what we have to do here, and where we have to go back to. If you look at all of Daddy's classes, the essence of all of that is just the three things. Who am I? Who do I belong to? And what do I have to do here? So in the sense of what do I have to do here, Baba's making it very easy. Come back to your perfect stage. Come back to your original stage. But to be able to come to that stage, I have to be reminded of that experience. My original stage is I came down into the golden age, the stage of perfection, the stage of Vishnu, being able to have total balance in everything, not caught up in any negativity of any kind, the stage of perfection, the stage of total truth and humility. One of the things that I was particularly interested in was Baba talking about coming to these three stages, incorporeal, egoless and viceless. The main consciousness, the main awareness to have was that of being an instrument. As an instrument, I am just the instrument, and then my master can play that instrument as he wants. And so if I think of myself as that instrument, then whatever directions Baba gives, whatever instructions I receive from Baba, it's as though you automatically just fulfill those directions, follow those directions, and you don't have to do anything for yourself. You don't have to use your mind or your intellect, but basically just follow the directions. This is why Baba always says, all you have to do is follow or copy. Baba saying the perfect example is in front of you. Brahma Baba is there in front of you. And you just need to copy that example. And in order to copy, you don't need to make any effort. Just place yourself onto the photocopier machine and you can come out with a copy of it. And so in that same way, I have Brahma Baba as the example in front of me. All I have to do is see how he did everything. Recently, Daddy had been talking about Brahma Baba and why he became avyakta. Baba always says he became avyakta so that he could take us beyond all limits, take us beyond all limitations into the unlimited, so that he could actually go beyond time and space and do whatever he wanted to do in an unlimited manner. being incorporeal, being avyakt, you are able to do that because you're not bound by any limitations. The first thing to renounce is the awareness of I and the consciousness of the body. But this is what we came down with, and this is what we get stuck with throughout the whole cycle. Though in the Golden Age and the Silver Age, we're not aware of the vices, but still, there is the awareness of the body to some extent, which is why we decrease in our purity. If it hadn't been for that, we wouldn't come down, and we would constantly just remain in our perfect stage. But because we begin to associate with matter, with our own body, then we begin to come down and our degree continues to decrease. And so if we were to just remain in that perfect awareness all the time, then we would remain there in that one point. Then there would be no cycle, there would be no drama. But as we know, there has to be the cycle, there has to be the drama, and everything has to go through the stages of sattva, rajo and tamo, the purest, the semi-pure and the impure. So for all of us to go through those stages, this is the beauty of the cycle. Otherwise it's easy to just remain in the incorporeal world. Talking about the incorporeal experience, whilst all of us are there in the incorporeal world, we are in our incorporeal stage, but we have no experience of it. Because sitting in our home, we are just in the dormant stage. We're not experiencing anything. But the beauty of the confluence stage, to be able to experience the incorporeal stage whilst in the corporeal form, so that you know what the incorporeal stage really is. To experience that at the present time. And the practice for that, first and foremost, the stage of silence. Allowing the mind to become silent. Throughout our 63 births, in the Golden and Silver Ages, we don't really do much work and everything just happens naturally, and so we don't really have to think. And our communication with one another also happens on a very natural level. But there's no thoughts as such. But later on in our 63 births, our thoughts race so fast. But to be able to come to a stage of stillness by just letting go of all thoughts, letting the mind be concentrated. Like the other day Dadi Gulzar had said, the only practice that you need to make is of just being ikras, just being constant and steady, so that you're able to stabilize yourself in just the one stage and to be concentrated, to be stable in one stage. To be able to do that, you need to let go of all thoughts. But we know the nature of the mind is to think, and so it will think. But then to stabilize the self in one thought, in one feeling, because more than thoughts, the feelings are what we actually experience and go back with. This is what you're going to be within the Golden and Silver Ages, just that feeling and the experience. And so to actually come to that stage of just being in that feeling, the joy and the happiness of that stage, the stage of stability, the stage of stillness. I was thinking just earlier in the meditation that we're sitting down together to have a bhati. And what does the bhati mean? We're talking about staying in silence for that length of time. But silence does not just mean retreating into that silence of numbness and coming to that stage of nothing happening there, that you're just sitting there and nothing happening. But a bhati is a time when we're actually having such live experience, just me and Baba, no one else there, but just connecting with Baba in such a way that you're just lost in that world with just the two of you. And to be able to have the depth of that experience was just feeling that if you are sitting with your best friend, then you make it so lively, you make it so entertaining, and you wouldn't sit with your eyes closed. You just want to take every expression, every feeling, everything that happens there. You want to catch everything that's happening there. And so in the same way, if we sit in this patti with that awareness that I am with my favorite friend, my best friend, my most beloved, and then to have that lively conversation with him. And the beauty of this conversation is that it doesn't need any traffic, any thought as such, but a conversation of stillness. Because the best way to talk to God is through silence. You can only understand what God is saying through that silence. If there is the communication, there is the traffic of your own thoughts, then you won't be able to catch what God is saying to you. Again, just a couple of days ago, I was sitting with Gulzar Dadi and we were talking about this. And Dadi was talking about catching power. And again, she was saying that Baba only loves speaking to the children who are able to catch what he is saying, catch his directions. And so I can only catch what he is saying when I'm on the same wavelength as him. God is incorporeal and he only takes the support of the body so that he can communicate with me. But when I want to communicate with him, then I need to become incorporeal like he is. And so in order to have that catching power, when Baba is speaking, then if someone's nodding in agreement and understanding that yes, they're actually understanding what Baba is saying, they're actually feeling what Baba is saying, then Baba wants to speak more to you. But if someone's sitting there in front of Baba, like Baba often says, new people that come and Baba is saying something, they don't understand that, they're just sitting like crazy people, then Baba will say afterwards, who was that child who was sitting there? It says that Baba doesn't want to speak to that person. And so if I'm able to understand what Baba is saying, if I'm able to catch what Baba is saying, then it's easy for Baba to carry on talking in that way and come up with new things. Many of you would have heard how Baba is actually speaking of so many exciting things, so many interesting things, when he finds that there are those special children in front of him who will draw that out of him. And so for me to be able to draw that out of God, to be on that same wavelength as he is, understanding what he is saying, and then expressing that through my features. Again, Baba saying that you need to reveal the Father through your features. How am I able to do that? It's only when I'm able to communicate with him in the same way and then using the features in that angelic way. Otherwise, each one's features being different, but still everyone being able to receive a vision of God through those features. That can only happen when I am in that incorporeal stage, because the features are still part of the body and they won't reveal the incorporeal. But through the features, revealing the feelings, revealing the vibrations of the incorporeal, this is what Baba is wanting us to do. More and more to be able to give the vibrations, to give the feelings of the incorporeal, to give a vision of that perfect stage of the incorporeal one. And for that, again and again, to come back to that stage of being the instrument who God is using to show himself to the whole world. And in order to be that instrument, Baba often speaks of us being the mirror also. In order to be a mirror that's useful, I need to be very clean, I need to be very clear. So again, to be able to be God's useful instrument, to be that mirror so that I can not only see my own self but others can see themselves also. Often we hear Dadi speaking about this and saying if the mirror is dirty you don't want to look into it. In the same way, if my mirror is not that clean, then who's going to look into that? So to be such a clear and clean instrument that anyone who looks at you, they're able to get an vision of their own self, but their own perfect form, not whatever it is that they're at the present moment, but to see their perfect image. Because otherwise, so much of the time we're just seeing our own self, the present form, and we think that we're caught up with, we're just stuck with all of this negativity, the vices and everything. But if you really think about it, then as soon as you become a Brahman, then Baba is saying it's a new birth and everything of the past is finished. And so in the new birth, nothing of the past should remain. If it's still there, it means that I haven't yet finished my past birth and I'm not leading a Brahman life. Because the vices belong to the Shudras. And so for me to become free from the vices, to constantly have the awareness of which clan I belong to, the highest clan at the moment throughout the whole cycle is that of the Brahmins. Because Baba often says the Brahman clan is the highest clan, even more precious than that of the deities. Because the deities are still the descending stage. The Brahman stage is the ascending stage. At this time, Baba has given us the lift to ascend on. So rather than making effort to go up step, Baba has actually given us the lift in which to actually sit, just press the button, and then go back to that incorporeal world and stay in that awareness, the awareness of the highest clan. It's this awareness that would make you free from ego and free from vices. Because the Brahmins are the ones, the twice born, but the children of God. And as a child of God, I am the mirror of God. So there's no ego, there's no vices, but just that incorporeal stage. And this is what Baba is wanting, for us to become the image that is granting visions. So once again, to have the awareness of the highest clan, that then gives you the strength and the power. Baba often speaks of smriti and samarthi. So when there is the awareness, it also brings power with it. So constantly thinking of yourself in that form, the highest Brahman, you're able to live with the specialities of Brahman, live with the power of the Brahman. And this is the highest power that we have throughout the whole cycle. Because as a child of God, as the highest instrument, but the one who's actually establishing that new world, creating that new awareness, this is what Baba's actually reminding us of again and again, that you are the ones who are establishing that new kingdom, the new kingdom where there is nothing of duality. So as a Brahman, living that life where in my consciousness there isn't any kind of duality in any way. And so for this, I have to make sure my thoughts, words and actions, my mind, my intellect and sanskaras, all of this are totally aligned. Not that your thoughts are one thing, your words are something else and your actions is something else. But when all three are in alignment, then you're able to actually be the perfect form that Baba is wanting us to be. And in that stage, we're able to give souls that experience, give souls the vision that Baba's wanting us to give. Again and again, just thinking of why we get caught up with the negativity. It's because we forget that we're actually leading a new life. On a physical level, if it's a new life that you take, you go through the process of death and you take a new life again, then automatically everything is forgotten. But we kind of still hold on to the past because we don't think that this is, we're not able to let go of the consciousness. Because really we're just dying a life in that consciousness. It's not a physical rebirth that we take. But in the consciousness the rebirth has to take place. But again and again I keep on forgetting that. But if we really think of the beginning and end of why Baba has come, it is to remind me of my original self, the soul. The introduction that Baba gives is of the soul, not of the physical being, whatever I am. And so to keep on reminding myself again and again of who I am, and just to think of that. Often we get caught up with other things. But I find that the most difficult lesson, Baba says, is the easiest of all, but also it's the most difficult of all, to constantly just stay in this awareness of who I am. And this is why Baba's given us so many different points of self-respect. Recently Daddy had this bundle of cards done in which there's about 80 points of self-respect. And there's different titles of that. And if you were to remember just one title for the day, that is so easy to just maintain that awareness of who I am and what my purpose here is. Again, Baba speaking the 3 days, Baba speaking the Murli, 3-page Murli, and in that also Baba saying, you don't remember anything else, that's fine. But even if you remember just the blessing, remember just the slogan, even in that you're able to capture so much. So I'm thinking, why even just one sentence, one word is able to take us away from everything else? But that is only when we keep that one word alive in our minds. Say the title of being a world benefactor. Before being a world benefactor, I have to become a self-benefactor. And in order to benefit my own self, I have to have that mercy for myself. Baba often says, can you not hear the cry of other souls who are desperate and unhappy and experiencing so much sorrow? But before hearing their cry, I should be able to hear my own self. What is it that is actually causing sorrow and distress to myself? Be able to look inside the self and see what it is that's pricking the self. And then to be able to remove that. But in order to do that, to have so much love and mercy for the self, working on the self, seeing all the vices and the ego, it's not so easy to remove all of that until and unless you have that love for yourself, until you have that mercy and compassion for yourself. And so to come back to that original stage whereby Baba speaking of the pure positive qualities of the stage, if you are constantly in that incorporeal stage, then you are filled with the love, purity, truth, bliss, peace, happiness, all of these qualities. Then automatically you see the negativity and you're able to remove that because you have that mercy for yourself. Whilst being in the incorporeal stage, able to have mercy for the self and then also for everyone else. It's only in that stage that you're able to bring benefit to anyone. If you're caught up with your own negativity, there's no way that you could bring any benefit to yourself or to anyone else. So the titles that Baba's giving can really only be of use when I actually apply them and think of their value. Increasing my own value, my own self-worth by using these virtues, using the qualities that Baba's giving me. And only then that I'm able to maintain that incorporeal awareness. Otherwise I become so disheartened and I'm not able to concentrate on what Baba's saying. If I maintain the awareness of the positive thing that Baba is saying, I'm able to maintain the incorporeal awareness with that, because then as a soul, I'm able to see that truly I do have those qualities. That's what I came with, that's what I have to go back with. And then I'm able to develop them even more. Because Baba has already reminded me that I have them, but it's because I keep on forgetting them that I'm not able to use them. But if I concentrate on just being aware of their value and being aware of them in myself, then I'll automatically forget all the negativity that is there in the soul. Because as Baba saying, you don't need to concentrate on the negativity to finish it, but you concentrate on the positivity within the soul and the negative will automatically be removed. And so in that way, if I constantly keep aware of myself as a soul, and again, I keep on remembering the lesson of the soul and thinking of myself as what type of a soul am I. And if you just concentrate on that, I am a pure soul. Experience the purity of the soul. I am a loving soul. Experience love for yourself and experience love for the whole of humanity. But if you think of the soul, what it is, as I came down, I came in the state of perfection. There was total harmony, total bliss in the self. So experiencing that stage, when I came down, I had nothing else in myself. No kind of negativity, no kind of vices, but just a total state of perfect harmony and bliss. So to constantly keep on reminding the self of who I am in that consciousness, that really there is nothing can pull me down, then I'll find that yes, I can come to that stage of stillness. Although we go through the cycle and we go through the stages of up and down, But still, Baba's at this time giving us the experience of going through the whole cycle whilst in that stage of stillness in just that one point. Stabilize yourself at one point of the cycle and from that experience everything. So to experience this stability going through the cycle, we go through the different stages of the golden, silver, copper and iron ages, but still, to be in that stage of stability whilst you're going through that phase. So this is the beauty of the confluence age, to be able to experience everything in just that one moment, to capture everything in that moment of stillness. And this is why we constantly have these bhattis, so that we're able to just stabilize ourselves in that one stage. So I think now we should go into the practice of, first and foremost, I, the pure soul, having come down into this earth, onto this earth, to just spread the vibrations of purity. And so just stabilizing the self in that awareness of the incorporeal being, radiating the vibrations of purity. Then after 20 minutes or so, you can change that into a different virtue, a different quality, and just choose for yourself whatever quality it is that you want. But to make the meditation that you're practicing here as lively, as entertaining as you want, and within that just to feel the connection with the Supreme and feel yourself being filled with His qualities in that way. Om Shanti.